Doing it, podcasting, doing it. All right, let's start this one. Just finished 302 a second ago. That's only 5 minutes ago because I had to skim through this episode. But let's get to a theme song to get to the podcast, shall we? All right.
Loitering in Wonderland, Westworld Review.
I guess I didn't rewind all the way, but oh well, we're doing it. Hello, citizens. Welcome to, what is this, the Violent Ends LIW Westworld Review, episode 25 for 303, The Absence of Field. Mr. Field was not in this episode at all, so it was a very fitting title. Don't know what the fuck it means, don't care, moving on to the actual plot. All right, this is where shit gets really confusing because Dolores is starting to make copies. And I assume those robot brain balls she smuggled out were all her buddies, her bud buds. And obviously, since I've seen every episode now, I know that's not the case, but my notes don't know that yet. So here we go with an episode I have made sense of since then. That was very confusing to say. But I also didn't know who Serac was. I didn't realize that was who it was, and I'll reveal that because it's my very, very last note of the episode. So here we go. It's rare and weird. I kind of try to say both words at the same time, but it's weird for me to review the notes before I do the podcast because usually I'm getting to the note and I'm like, the fuck does that mean in real time? But now I actually read through them and I realize how stupid it is and I still have to just read it because I'm committed to just reading my notes as they are. This is an as-is sale and as-is podcast. We're doing this. So they make a Charlotte robot, Dolores does. And the way she was just kind of staring at nothingness, I was like, oh, she brought back her buddy Clementine. That's great. She brought back Clemmy. Because season two, it was just a hilarious zombie. She reminded me of a zombie on horseback when she's riding and she's like releasing a code to the host and they're all making them fight each other. But she's just like brain dead on the horse, like just staring at nothing. It was fucking hilarious. Her face was amazing. An actress whose face appears to be made out of spare parts. Or just leftovers from other human beings. And God was like, yeah, throw that shit on a body. Make it real tall and lanky. Kind of modelish, but you're like, is she hot? I have no reason to know. You know, I can't really judge her on her looks. I'm just saying she's very pretty while still being, like, harsh features. And it's amazing that she put that together and she makes it work. I don't think I could. I sound horrible right now, but I stand by what I'm saying, that she looks like she's made out of spare parts and works it to her benefit. Anyway, I didn't know who the fuck she was, you know, robot ball-wise. I didn't know who the robot brain ball, good God, that's a tongue twister apparently. I didn't know who that was inside her brain, so I'm taking wild stabs in the dark right now. Not even realizing that I realized it later. But at this time, I was like, oh, it's got to be Clementine, right? Not even realizing in the moment when I'm writing the note, Dolores was never friends with Clementine. That was Maeve. So why the fuck would she bring Clementine back? It doesn't make any sense. But anyway, we cut to San Francisco, or as my notes say, Sam Francisco, which apparently is a character. There's a lady. She's talking to Charlotte. I call her Charlotte. Everyone else calls her Hale. And then eventually in my notes, it switches to Hale. Because they just start calling her that. And I'm like, all right, I guess we're switching over. Same thing with Stubbs last week, or last episode, where I called him Ashley, and everyone else calls him Stubbs. So I'm switching over to everyone else because it's just easier for my notes. Plus, it's shorter. Hale, Stubbs, Ashley, Charlotte. Longer, you know, I'm shortening it for my notes when I'm trying to watch the show. Anyway, her assistant, who appears to be 15 months pregnant, she tells her that someone has bought 15 stocks of their company, of Delos, and they're basically effectively been bought out, so they can't go public. There's a lot of debate in these early episodes about them going public, and then it never comes up again. It doesn't fucking matter. They put such a premium on going public, and when they don't, it's just like, okay, moving on. And I guess she comes back later at night and be like, oh, it's some guy named Serac, and I can't find any info. He's a black hole. There's nothing online. And we find out why. But I was at the same time, I was like, who the fuck is Serac? I have a note later that I'm embarrassed to get to, but I will. Caleb goes with Dolores to the hospital. They're in the ambulance because she got stabbed in episode one. Some cops show up. They stop the ambulance because they can just turn off your car in this world. And they come up and they're like, all right, you know, step aside. We're here for her. We're going to take her. We're going to arrest her. He's like, she needs a hospital, man. And then he realizes they're part of that cell phone game, that weird, you know, I don't know what else to call it. It's like the dark web game where it's just you get paid to kill some people or paid to steal shit. That was very heavily used in episode one. And it does it. That one actually sticks through for most of the season. That phone game. So I'm bringing it up and I'm actually talking about it. Unlike the goddamn takeover or the going public of Delos, which they barely even mention the name Delos after this. But I digress. The cops are part of the game. They get in a big shootout. The cops are dead. Dolores wakes up, stabs one of them in the throat. He's dead, and they leave. There's a guy. He's walking in the Hale's house. I switched over to Hale now, if you can tell. And then she walks up to him. And keep in mind, I don't know who this Hale. I don't know who's in Hale's brain, but whoever it is doesn't have Hale's memories. So she sees a light-skinned black dude in her house at night, and this isn't going where you think it is. Being black has no part of it. I'm just saying, looks similar to her, skin tone wise. And she just walks up to him and he's like, don't, oh, this thing's gone far enough. You don't even recognize me anymore. And she walks up and she's like, oh, and start like fucking sucking his tongue down her throat. And I was like, bitch, what if that was your brother? You didn't even like hesitate. That could have been your brother. You didn't know. It makes just as much sense that it would be your brother than your ex-husband or ex-whatever the hell he is in this. She doesn't even... And he's just like, oh, that'd be fucking hilarious if he's like, oh, I've been waiting so long since then. I guess now that mom and dad are dead, we can actually do this without being judged. And that would have been a whole different episode. But I guess he's her ex-fiancé. I don't know their relationship status, how far it got. But they have a son named Nathan together, and that's kind of important for this episode and this episode alone. I guess maybe the next one. But after that, not really. It does motivate the Hale version of this further, way farther than it should. So it is very, very impactful. But honestly, when the thing happens with Nathan, he comes up like one more time and that's it. My next note was, this is what I get ashamed, is William Serac. He was a robot. Remember they did that weird reveal at the end of season two where his daughter was there doing that, would you ever lie to me? They're doing the test with him. And I was like, what the fuck is this? I didn't remember that at all. But on the rewatch, I was like, oh, okay, I guess I remember that. But I wasn't quite sure if he was actually a robot there, or if she was just fucking with him. And we don't see it again. That never comes up again. It does matter later. Like, there's a reason for it, but I'm just saying we don't see that again. We don't really see his daughter again. It's okay, so Hale is not William, so just get that out in the open. And then I wrote, Hale must be Teddy. And that's why she's cutting her arm and, like, not handling this well. And the last person I could think not handling it well and falling apart under the pressure and blowing his goddamn brains out was Teddy in season two. Right in front of Dolores. So I'm thinking it's him, but also I don't know how she would have got to his robot brain ball. But Hale meets up with Dolores in a hotel lobby. They go upstairs, she cleans her up, and then they fall asleep. Cut to Caleb. He's getting captured by some dudes in the hospital when he denies the fact that he was with Dolores, and then they capture him and they torture him, hanging him off the building. And then Dolores saves him out of nowhere. Because I guess the people, when they're soldiers, they have this, like, it looks like a fucking retainer. I don't know what else to call that thing, but it controls your brain. And this is where we get super hi-fi or sci-fi techie nerdy talk. Because it's a little retainer, goes in there, plugs into your brain, a la like a Black Mirror episode. And then you can control someone because they're like, and they're turning up like the sound and it's going to make them go crazy. And I was like, oh, it just turns them into the robots, really, essentially. Which I guess is the point, but I'm like, just keep the humans over here and the robots over here. And I don't need a weird hybrid for everyone. And it gets even more muddied down as this series goes along. and you can't even tell what's what anymore. And that's probably what they were going for. But as an audience, I was like, I just don't care if humanity's gone. I don't care what happens to humanity, because there's no difference at this point. Everything's, the lines have been blurred so much that I don't know the difference. I don't care. You can wipe this all, shake this fucking Etch-a-Sketch clean. I don't care. Wipe off the planet. I don't give a shit. Blow up the Earth for all I care. Do what you gotta do, man. I don't care. Dolores saves him, though. I guess is the point of that. Hale is walking around with Nathan, and he talked about this guy he hangs out with at the park, but he makes it sound like a kid. And then Hale realizes it's a grown ass man with a dog, and he's letting the kid pet him. And she's like, he's like, oh, I'm just gonna go. And she's like, no, you're not. And then she's like, you know, watching you do this with a child, it makes me realize you're a predator, but it's waking up the predator inside me as she's choking him. And then she fucking snaps his neck and steals his dog, like a boss bitch would do. That is a power move right there. The dog taking, the murder's whatever, that's just a murder. But to take his dog after is just a power move. And we don't see that dog again. I don't think we see that dog one more time. Did she eat the dog? Did she just give it to the next person she saw? Here's that guy's dog. Here you go. I don't know. But she killed him. She killed some dude for being a predator. Because that dude was going to, he was definitely going to be like wrist deep inside Nathan the first chance he got. That Nathan kid was going to be literally fucked if she didn't do that. So kudos to her as a parent, as a robot replicating her parent. Just the face, not the brain, not the robot brain ball. That's a different person. We find out Caleb's backstory is at a diner, and his mom left him, and he threw up everywhere, which is, we kept seeing little snippets here and there. We see that a lot with Caleb's memory because it's all diced up, and we find out why later. There's this company called Insight. I guess they save data on everyone. And then, because Dolores takes him to a doc, and she's like, according to your Insight profile, this doc right here over the water, this is where you blow your goddamn brains out, Caleb. You do it, and, you know, this is because you think it's have fond memories here, so you blow your goddamn brains out. And you do it here, you do it this time, and this is why, and blah, blah, blah. And basically, I guess Insight is creating profiles on everyone and uses that to dictate what they can be in life and what they, you know, basically, they're setting stories for the people. And that really continues in the season 4 where they make that very literal. And, of course, it's following season 1 and 2, or more season 1, where, obviously, Lee is writing the stories for the robots. And it's all people controlling people with their stories. And that continues throughout the entire series. And it falls apart every step of the way. But I'm not here to bitch about seasons 3 and 4. I'm just here to talk about this episode. Because I do like this episode, and I do like this season. And I did like season 4. I'm not really, I sound more negative than I am when I say shit like that. But episode by episode, I liked watching it every step of the way. But when you take a step back and look at it as a whole, you're like, I don't know what the fuck that was. I really don't. I enjoyed every part of it for the most part. But so I'm going to take a step back and I don't recognize any of that shit. What the fuck am I looking at here? Like, I need to be up close and personal with these, with the individual scenes and the characters to understand what I'm seeing. But because when I look back here, it just looks like a blurry fucking mess and I can't make any sense of it. I got nothing. But basically she's trying to turn Caleb into, you are going to help me take this Insight company down. Charlotte's at home. She gets a call and says they want to meet. She drives to her mansion. Oh, sorry, she's somewhere else. And then she drives to her mansion. And then she comes up, and then the girl from Guardians that plays Mantis is there, who's in a very, very funny and strange episode of Black Mirror with Anthony Mackie. And go watch that one. It's fucking not what you think it's going to be at all. And I'm not going to recommend it and say you're going to love it, because some people are really going to hate it. But goddamn, it made me laugh really hard and caught me completely off guard with what the fuck happens in it. But holy shit. She's like, he wants to talk to you. And Sorak's over here. Sorak. And she walks over and he's like, hey, I need that data that Delos was taking from people. And I guess it's all in a brain ball, a robot brain ball, and someone named Dolores. And she's like, yeah, I'm working on it. I just need time. He's like, time is a luxury. I know I'm doing Irish. Time is a luxury you don't have. Let's hear him.
Of which you have very little.
There it is. Time is a luxury, which you have very little. I don't remember what he says at the beginning, but anyway, I can play audio at any time. I just don't want to because I don't care. Because what, I'm going to play a snippet of this?
Treatment.
An insight has lowered his life expectancy.
Yep, what does that mean? I don't know. Just a random scene I just played. Anyway, that's the Sons of Anarchy guy talking to Dolores. But I realize at this point, oh, Serac is Vincent Cassell. That makes a lot of sense that he's that. Because he has, like, digital versions of himself everywhere because he just fade away. He just shades away. And he's just gone. He just... And then Hale's like, all right, bye, I guess. We're done talking. It's creepy that you can just pop up anywhere because that means you can just show up in my bedroom when I'm sleeping. Fucking weirdo. Can you touch things as a hologram? I don't know the future version of holograms, what they can and cannot do. Can you ghost rape? Can you hologram rape? Are you the Hollow Man like Kevin Bacon? You creepy motherfucker. God damn, it's weird. So basically they're all looking for Dolores at this point. That's mostly what the season's about, is what we're dealing with here. And I've lost my enthusiasm for the last 10 seconds. And I'm going to try to talk like this so I don't lose my voice because I still got several more episodes to go tonight. I've only done 2 and I got 5 more. Yeah, that's disappointing. All right, so until next time, in the meantime, which is going to be the Mother of Exiles, I'm Phoenix West, the Father of Exiles. So long, citizens.